Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Let's wheel out another interview, another candidate, another victim who is based with his general everyday work in life, not too far away from the Market House. He's the man responsible for Mr. Miles in the High Street. Can I welcome Colin Barrell? Hello.
Good morning, Darren.
Do you know what, Colin? This is the first time I think we've done this, isn't this?
It is. Absolutely.
It is the first. Yeah. Welcome to Tone FM.
That's very nice. I didn't know you. I'm impressed by the little recording studio. I'd never seen
it
before.
Isn't it? Yeah. Bit funky. So for those that don't know who you are and a bit about your background, just sell yourself.
Sell myself. Well, for many years, a lot of people would recognise my face having run the McDonald's franchise at East Street. I managed to sell that one off about 10 years ago. Mm. And I went into business in partnership with DJ Miles & Co, who are tea merchants and coffee roasters. And they're based in West Somerset. And being a Minehead boy all my my early part of my life, I knew very, very well that Miles were...
Because obviously that's where they're based.
Very good with their tea and coffee. And so after giving up the McDonald's franchise, I was looking for a project. And it was suggested to me by, in fact, the lady who used to be the town centre manager, Lucy Ball, is what we needed in Taunton was a traditional old-style tea rooms. The idea appealed to me. I did a lot of research over a period of about 18 months. And in the end, it really became important for me to find someone who knew a lot about tea and coffee. And so that was the link up with Miles. So we're 50-50 partners in terms of the tea rooms. And we opened in February 2010. So been going a little while, opened right at the beginning of the recession.
And how many tea rooms are there in the area? Is it just one in Taunton?
This is the one.
Okay.
Yes.
This is the one. Wow, excellent. You know a lot about tea and a lot about coffee, which is great.
Well, I'm learning.
So obviously your background has got something to do with catering. If you've got the McDonald's franchise, then you'll have obviously had some kind of food background.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did 10 years working for the corporation before I bought the franchise. The franchise was a 17-year project for me. So been very much involved in that. But there's a lot of transferable skills. It's all about putting teams of people together, providing good service. Okay, the food offering's a different offering. But at the same time, it's all about making sure your customers go away happy and making sure that you're very attentive to them. So those transferable skills are key to both businesses.
McDonald's has changed a lot since you moved on, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I can't keep up with their technology. They've reinvented themselves lots of times.
Wow, brilliant. Excellent. Okay, so Colin is the man behind Mr. Miles, but going back to your days with the Taunton Chamber of Commerce as the president, so what does that role entail?
Okay, well, across the years, I'd been a member of the Chamber of Commerce and eventually was part of the executive committee and then became president for a period of time. And really, we're seen as the voice of local business. So we've got over 100 members, and by members, I mean different organisations. So that can be anything from retailers to educational establishments, solicitors, accountants, marketing firms, all sorts right across the board of industry. And we're there to take on their views, represent them. It's well known that across the country, government and local authorities do use the Chamber of Commerce as a sounding board. So you've got a national Chamber of Commerce, you've got county chambers of commerce and also town chambers. So in Taunton, we like to feel that if you've got something that you need to bring up that's important to you, you can bring it through the chamber and we can represent you.
Because effectively, you are on the front line, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we tend to keep our ears to the ground. Mm. We've got a wide spread of people on the executive who come from a number of different backgrounds. So we've got a fair amount of knowledge between us and a lot of experience. And most of the people on that executive have lived and worked in and around the Taunton area for a long period of time. So we've all got a vested interest in making sure Taunton works for all of us.
So you will know the feelings of a lot of business in the area about the proposed closures in town for this pedestrianisation scheme?
Yes, it is something that's top of mind at the moment. We heard rumblings about it probably 2 years ago now. There have been some positive things that have happened. We've got some directional signage that's been put in. One of the things we banged the drum on for a long time was the pay on exit car parking, mm-hmm. which is now coming to fruition. It's nearly there. Mm-hmm. I see that the barriers are going in.
They are. They look quite
linking it up.
Not that I'm a barrier expert, but they look quite nice.
That came about as retailers were telling us that people are in their shops and all of a sudden they're looking at their watch. Oh, I've got to go. Yeah. I can't do any more shopping. I've got to go and get back to my car. Whereas pay on exit means that you pay for the time you're there. There's no rush to get back. So we do have our ears to the ground on that. And one of the concerns that we had on the title pedestrianisation can be quite misleading because the proposals that we're aware of so far do not actually do what we would call proper pedestrianisation. They block two streets, as far as we can see, St James Street and Hammett Street. But what they do is continue to have buses going up and down the rest of the town. Mm. And as most people know, buses are some of the biggest polluting vehicles with their diesel engines chucking out all the fumes. And we're concerned because the badge pedestrianisation seems to be linked to this new garden town status, but the proposals that we've seen so far only do half a job. Mm. And to that end, about 17 months ago, a big group of retailers representing a lot of the nationals and some of the locals came together with the Chamber of Commerce, and we put forward some proposals to the County Council and to Taunton Deane, which we think was a much better scheme. It does provide wider pavements. It provides dedicated cycle lanes, which are not like the small narrow ones that we've got at the moment, which are only about a metre wide. Mm. This would give cyclists a lot more protection from vehicles.
It is a bit flaky, I must admit. Yeah. I cycle around everywhere and
very dangerous.
You don't get the protection that you particularly want.
We're hearing from the cycling lobby. We totally appreciate that it's very dangerous to be cycling around Taunton at the moment. So we put these proposals forward. Our disappointment is we've had absolutely zero acknowledgement. Not even, yes, we've looked at it and we don't like the scheme because this and this. We've had nothing. So we revisited that back in May of this year with local councillor who was had the portfolio for the town centre. And again, we've heard nothing. Mm. So eventually, about 6 weeks ago, we managed to get a meeting together. I think 46 retailers and business managers from the town centre turned up. And it was hard to keep them calm, to be honest, because they're incensed that we haven't had any acknowledgement. And now we are starting to get some communication, but we have to say that everything really needs to be on hold for the moment until it's thought through, because we don't think the plans that have been put forward have been totally thought through. They've been thought through by town planners who've probably got a nice degree from a university in town planning, but they don't seem to know an awful lot about Taunton as far as the retailers.
You can have every qualification under the sun, but it's all about the inside knowledge, isn't it?
You have to know how this town works.
And how the people tick.
Exactly. And we keep saying, oh, people compare us to Exeter, compare us to Bristol. But look,
they're cities.
We haven't got the public transport infrastructure that those cities have got. We're not comparable. People say, oh, the centre of Exeter is a great place for shopping. Yeah, but the pavements are 25 feet wide. I was down there a week ago and there was one point, there were 9 buses end to end in the middle churning out diesel fumes. I can't see that is a great way to have what is loosely called pedestrianisation. Mm. So what we want is some engagement. We don't necessarily think that our plan is the only one or it can't be amended, changed, tweaked in a few ways. But at least please acknowledge the plan, acknowledge that there's some merit in it, and let's talk about it. And that's all we're asking, is to get some proper consultation from the local authorities.
This is a big can of worms that we could go on for quite a long time about, and I would like to continue it. I can't do it right now, but thank you very much for sharing that with us, Colin. And if you have a view on this as well, is there like a contact email address or a number where people can put their views down or get in touch with people?
Well, at the moment, I know the Gazette is taking a lot in their post bag, the local paper, but certainly if you go online, you'll find the Chamber of Commerce link there. By all means, send views in. We want to be representative of everyone. We are not a political organisation. We're there to represent the people of Taunton. But we are chiefly there to represent commerce, and our biggest fear is that you could have a lovely looking town with no shops. And we know there's pressures that from the internet at the moment. And whereas Taunton is struggling, like a lot of other towns, what we don't want to see are more casualties on the high street. We want to keep it vibrant. We want to keep it buzzing so that it's here for the long term for the population of Taunton and the surrounding villages.
Well, this is something we'll keep an eye on. My understanding is the pedestrianisation that you've already mentioned along St James Street and Hammett Street kicks in the new year. Is that right?
That's supposedly, as we understand it at the moment. But again, we're not
communication
very,
is
we're not
is
very happy
minimal.
About that, right? Because okay. not necessarily in principle of what they're trying to do, but the businesses in that area are certainly concerned because they're already about to lose about 80 parking spaces around the brew house, and now where people drop off people to shop in that area, that's potentially going to be taken away from them as well. So there's a lot of concern for business in that area. Yeah, it might end up being a pedestrianised area, but will there be any business there? The question remains open.
It does. And if you can have your view, then you're more than welcome to do so, as Colin has already said. And I'm sure Colin would invite you nicely to come in and have a nice cup of tea or coffee in his wonderful tea room on the high street and discuss it with him as well.
Absolutely.
My guest today, and no doubt we'll be back again very soon, is Colin Barrell from Mr. Miles.